relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Stand With Israel Tour.
You know what's really exciting? When everybody gets together in a good cause. Yes, Salem financed Dinesh's movie. I'm part of that. I've got skin in the game with 2,000 Mules. But when I switch on the radio every day and I hear Chris Plant talk about it, gave an amazing summary on Cumulus. When I hear Dan Bongino dedicate most of yesterday's show also on Cumulus and today, you know that this is a game changer. This is the evidence of how they stole the election. So, guys, if you haven't seen it, why not? It is breaking records. It's fascinating. This movie has broken records just this weekend on its release. We were there in Mar-a-Lago for the premiere with President Trump, but nobody's talked about it in the mainstream media except a couple of attempts at debunking it, really weak, pathetic attempts. If you haven't seen it, you're going to miss this whirlwind that is going to change politics for the midterms. See the evidence, how they stole it. At least 400,000 illegal ballots. Go to salemnow.com and watch it today. It's 2,000 Mules. It's by Dinesh D'Souza, my fabulous colleague. It's got the incredible work, more than one petabyte of data, 40 million minutes of CCTV camera footage from Catherine Engelbrecht at True the Vote and Greg Phillips. It's 90 minutes of your life. You will not regret it. It is salemnow.com and it is 2,000 Mules. Watch it tonight. Order the DVD, sponsored by the Salem Media Group. Okay, there is a cutout there from the British Broadcasting Corporation that went viral for all the right reasons, and it has to do with my next guest. So let's just sit back. I've got my 2,000 Mules mug here with a little bit of a caffeinated drink in it, and for 40 seconds, enjoy this clip.
You reject President Biden's comments about systemic racism and it being a stain on the whole nation.
Yes, President Biden is an idiot, in my personal opinion. And he's just talking because he's a politician. Systemic racism. I mean, if you look at Joe Biden himself, you know, he spoke at a Ku Klux Klan member's funeral and did the eulogy of Robert Byrd. I mean, he is white supremacy and racism. If you want to say that is the case. And now he's the president. So if he really cared about white supremacy and racism, he should step down as the president because he's an exemplification of that very thing. These people are just running their mouth and they're not being honest. We don't have a problem with racism in our country. We have a problem with people not following the law. We also have a problem with politicians making up things so they can get reelected.
An idiot who eulogized members of the KKK. That's why Brandon Tatum, I don't think he's been invited back many times to BBC since then. And I've got some big news. As we say in Hungary, one eye is smiling, one eye is crying. Larry Elder has gone off to greener pastures, but his show has been taken over by the Officer Tatum, and he's on deck. Brandon, welcome to America First.
Thanks, Sebastian. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so I have to ask, has the BBC invited you back many times since then?
Oh, never again. And they probably fired the person who invited me the first time. I don't think they did any research, and they did not know who I was. So the guy failed miserably.
That's weird. That's, I think, the same reason that I haven't been invited. Well, Chris Cuomo has been fired, but after I was in his show, he never invited me back. And who's the guy who looks like an old wizened grandmother? Oh, Anderson Cooper. When I went on Anderson Cooper's show and I said, you do know more people watch reruns of Scooby-Doo on the Cartoon Network than watch your show. He didn't take that very well, but I guess the truth hurts. Okay, Brandon, welcome aboard to what is called by the insiders the greatest faculty in radio. It is the Salem team, and you will be on air. When do you start? When's your first show?
Monday, May 16th. So next Monday, I'll be ready to go.
Are you ready? Is Mr. Podcast Officer Brandon Tatum, author of Beaten Black and Blue? You may think you're ready, Brandon, but are you sure?
Well, look, we're going to find out come Monday. You know, I feel like I was born to talk and give my opinion, and I've been relatively successful online now. So I'm praying that things go the same way on the radio. I'm pretty confident that I can get on and entertain and have a good time, especially with guys like you and other guys on the team. I think I'll be all right.
He says he's pretty successful on the interwebs. Dude, how many followers have you got now on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram? What's the total?
Yeah, I think all of it together is over 3 million. I still feel like I should do better than that. I need to be more consistent. So I think I've done okay, but I got high hopes of things that I want to accomplish, and I feel like I need to do a lot better.
Well, just think about the Salem clock. I'll be your warm-up act for 3 hours, and then you can just pick up the pieces after that. It'll be easy. All right. For those who aren't familiar with you, you've been on my show before. Tell them who you are, what you did for a living, your involvement with Blexit, and how you ended up at Salem.
Yeah, that's an interesting story. I hope you have a little bit of time.
Yeah.
So I was a police officer in Tucson, Arizona. I got political when I was a police officer. I found out pretty quickly that I was not a Democrat, and I started making videos, and they went viral. In 2017, I got offered to be a spokesperson of a conservative news organization.
Hang on. You're going a little bit too fast. So let's start with those viral videos. What was the topic? Was it like the BBC slamming down this garbage about systemic racism? What were the topics of those first viral videos, Brandon?
Yeah, very, very similar to that. The first video I made, I went to a Trump rally back when Trump was supposed to be this racist, Hitler-esque type person. I went to a rally, and that was not my experience. I thought he was great. Everybody there was fine, and we had a great time, and he was speaking about the things that I believe in America, and the protesters were the lunatics. And I made a video, first video I ever made, and it went viral. My second video that I made that has over 7 million views at the time was about the fraudulent, probably the most trash quarterback in American history, Colin Kaepernick. He came out and kneeled for the national anthem, and I went off just explaining the fact that, you know, you're disrespecting men and women who put their life on the line. It does not have anything to do with his fake claim of racism in this country. And that blew up. And so that kind of led me to leaving the police department.
And tell us about your book. So people need to check out Beaten Black and Blue. It's Officer Tatum's book. You've got to check it out. Being a Black Cop in an America Under Siege. Since you wrote that book, have things not simply gotten worse for your former colleagues in the bag?
Oh, it's gotten tremendously worse. It's shameful what has happened to law enforcement in this country. You know, I wrote the book to give people insight on what cops were going through, you know, in the 2020 summer and all the way up until today. Some of the things that they've experienced, I interviewed a few officers, some of which I knew very closely, in that book to give their personal experience. So it's my experiences, other officers' experiences. And I was hoping that people could get a little bit of knowledge and have gain a little more respect for police officers. But outside of the people who have read my book or people who have common sense, in my opinion, it has gotten worse. I mean, the hatred towards men and women who are out here protecting and serving while people are asleep, doing whatever they got to do during the day, has been just asinine. And it bothers me to the core. And that's why I wrote the book, and that's why I speak out.
Well, and that's why that very wise, sagacious individual who just happened to hire me as well, Phil Boyce, has said, yes, Officer Tatum, he gets to come on after me. Larry Elder, what an amazing choice. The Officer Tatum Show launching next Monday. Now you'll have 6 hours nonstop entertainment and everybody else. Don't do anything. Just listen to Salem. We'll be back with Brandon after these messages, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Don't touch that dial.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by 2,000 Mules.
All right, so how cool is this? We just heard it, 2,000 Mules, okay? You can go on vacation with the man who made 2,000 mules. Yes, we didn't plan this. We just thought, hey, who should we take to the Holy Land? And we said Dinesh and his lovely wife, Debbie. So I'll Stand With Israel tour, end of November, early December this year, 10 days in the Holy Land, will be with me, Dr. G, Dinesh, and Debbie. It's going to be the trip of a lifetime. Come on, guys. I'm not vaccinated. I'm going. Even if you've been to the Holy Land, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. Reserve your places today. Call 855-565-5519 or just go to standwithisraeltour.com right now. Do it now. You know you want to. 855-565-5519. StandWithIsraelTour.com. StandWithIsraelTour.com. We are back with the newest member of the Salem faculty. He is Officer Brandon Tatum, who will be taking over from Larry Elder as a former Leo law enforcement officer. Got to play this cut for you from outside Justice Alito's home yesterday. Play cut. So, in Virginia law, it's actually a crime to disturb the peace of a private residence. In federal law, it is a crime to try to exert pressure on a judicial proceedings or to intimidate a judge. Nothing happened, even in Virginia. Yes, Glenn Youngkin, where are you? Nothing happened in D.C. So, as a former law enforcement officer, I got to get your reaction, Brandon.
Yeah, it is. It makes my blood boil watching these people act the way they do. It's okay to protest. It's okay to peaceably assemble. But when you are breaking the law, police officers need to hold you accountable. And the funny thing is that when this is an attack against a conservative, everybody's cool. They can walk the streets. They can threaten people and everything else. When this is against a liberal, they cry. Candace Owens just recently, and she's pregnant. I mean, her stomach is way out here. She just went to Patrice Cullors, one of her residents. And Patrice Cullors is the co-founder of BLM. She went to her house knocking on the door to ask her questions about what she did with all the money that pretty much was extracted from the black community and paid into mansions that Patrice Cullors and these other leaders of BLM have now just flaunted. And she cries on camera and says she feels like her life is in danger. She's been threatened.
Patrice Cullors, the trained Marxist who admitted using the $6 million mansion they bought with BLM donations to have a birthday party for her son. She thought, I mean, she felt threatened by a pregnant Candace Owens weighs about 90 pounds, okay? She felt threatened by, is that what she said, Brandon?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, mind you, she also held a Joe Biden inauguration party at that same mansion, but she cried on camera and said she felt threatened and that she felt intimidated by Candace Owens. And mind you, she stays in a mansion where there's a gate there where Candace can't even enter onto her property. And she had a security guard who happened to be a white man, given the fact that she's super pro Black Lives Matter. She can't even hire a black security guard. But she had a security guard. She never interacted with Candace. She never talked to Candace. She saw Candace on camera in her mansion and got triggered.
Wow.
And these people completely fake. And fraudulent.
That's a really hardcore Marxist right there. Sees Candace Owens all 90 pounds of her dripping wet and gets intimidated through the camera. Okay, dude, look, I'm super, super excited for you. You got 60 seconds left. You got big shoes to fill. Larry Elder was a giant when it came to disrupting the narrative of the victim ideology the liberals have over black America. Got to ask you, how are you feeling? It is a midterm election year. Is the black American community waking up to how they have been abused and kept on the plantation by the Democrats?
Yes, Sebastian, I think a lot of people are waking up. I get messages all the time. Even my family has waken up to a lot of the bull crap, and it makes it easy. I don't really think it's us primarily. I think it's the fact that these Democrats are so nutty that half decent people get turned off. I mean, you know, when they're doing some of the things that they've been doing. So my goal is to continue the legacy of Larry Elder by keeping up the momentum and telling people the truth and not filtering it, not worrying about people's feelings, but just putting the raw truth out there. And I think that that kind of mannerism on the radio will really help people and help us win our country back.
Well, we're super excited to have you on team. It is theofficertatum.com. The book is Beaten Black and Blue. Congratulations, Phil, David, Tom, everybody at Salem, and also Alain. You know who you are. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the nation right now, me included. But it's not just little old Dr. G. It's people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That story could be your story. It should be your story. There's only one way to find out. It's easy. Today, go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. You know it makes sense. You deserve to know. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by 2,000 Mules.
It's hard to credit it, but when you're reading the Bible, the places you're reading about, whether it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament, are actual places that you can visit right now. Whether it's the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, the shores of the Sea of Galilee, whether it's the Garden of Gethsemane, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre where our Lord was laid out. You can go there, and we're going this November, December for 10 days with my superb Salem colleague, the director of 2,000 Mules. Yes, Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife, Debbie, are joining me and my wife for our Stand With Israel tour. Will you join us? It's going to be the trip of a lifetime. Even if you've been to Israel, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. Reserve your places today. Call this number, 855-565-5519, or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. It's going to be the trip of a lifetime. You don't want to miss it. I'm not vaccinated, and I'm going, so you can too. That's 855-565-5519. Standwithisraeltour.com. Standwithisraeltour.com. He is Trump endorsed. He is running against a swamp creature par excellence called Brian Kemp. He served this nation in the Senate, and now he wants to be the governor of Georgia. And we're delighted to have him on America First today, Senator David Perdue. Welcome to the Salem Network.
Thank you, Sebastian. It's great to be on America First, man. Thank you.
All right, so I just retweeted the tweet that's at the top of your Twitter account. It's a great campaign ad. Tell us right now how the campaign is doing and why serving in the Senate wasn't enough for you.
Well, I was never a politician, Sebastian. I was like Donald Trump. I was a business guy for 40 years, but I saw under Barack Obama the country was heading the wrong direction. And I ran for the Senate to try to help change the direction. When Trump got elected, we were able to do just that, created the best economic turnaround in U.S. history. Now, the only reason I got in this governor's race, Sebastian, is because our current governor caved in, allowed the radical Democrats to steal these elections in Georgia. And we lost a majority in the United States Senate, and we see the Biden madness now. So I couldn't stand by and watch this guy who cannot reunite the party after he has divided the party and win against Stacey Abrams. So I'm running right now to save our state and to make sure Stacey Abrams is never governor of Georgia.
But it seems to me that this person, and tell me how wrong I am, because I'm sitting here in the swamp in D.C., that Stacey Abrams has this kind of mythical, mystical lock on Georgia, and you know, the GOP are afraid of her. So how can you break the stranglehold of the radicals?
By not letting them break the law, Sebastian. It's pretty simple. They were able to break the law. They bullied our governor, secretary of state, attorney general, and lieutenant governor in 2020. They allowed a consent decree that basically did away with all voter ID on absentee ballots. And then they allowed 7.5 million absentee ballots to be mailed out to Georgians. Only about 1.5 million were used. And then they allow these illegal drop boxes. And in addition to that, they changed the law violated the law and let Zuckerberg put $55 million into 9 Democrat counties in Georgia. Yeah. It's no secret that real evidence, irrefutable evidence of fraud occurred in Atlanta or exists for what happened in Georgia. There's a court case right now where a judge said the evidence was compelling and he ruled to unseal the ballots in Fulton County. Now, later he ruled that the voters don't have legal standing, and so he dismissed the case. But nowhere in America has it been disproven that fraud occurred. In fact, we believe if we can get these facts out, that we will see the fraud proven here in Georgia. I have a lawsuit right now as well with the Fulton County Board of Elections to try to unseal these ballots so we can prove what's happening. You're mentioning D'Souza and the 2000 Mules movie. That evidence is irrefutable. The governor saw it in May of last year, has chosen not to do anything about it, and now he's actually not only obscuring the issue, he's suppressing evidence. So this is why we got in the race, to make sure we can unite the party. And early voting is very encouraging in that end.
All right, so the website is VotePerdue, P-E-R-D-U-E. That's VotePerdue.com. The Twitter account is DavidPerdue, G-A. Please support this man. So here's the big question for you. I'm glad that you've brought it up again. So I'm in the movie. It is incontrovertible evidence. Salem is standing by the evidence that Catherine Engelbrecht discovered along with Greg Phillips. Dinesh put it together. What happens now? Because everybody who's seen the movie has said, okay, this is amazing. This is a game changer, at least 400,000 illegal ballots. But what is anybody going to do about it? So talk to us about the GOP not doing anything for this election.
Well, what we have done, they've changed some laws. And what we need to do here is what Trump told people of Virginia. It's improved. It's not perfect yet, but we can overwhelm it. And that's been my message since December. But here's the problem. We have a governor that has not enforced the law. He didn't enforce the prior law. I don't see any reason to believe he will enforce this law. So to really get this fixed, I have to get elected. I'm the only one of the three candidates for governor right now between Abrams and Kemp and me that are talking about really getting this fixed. I want a law enforcement agency dedicated solely to enforcing election law. Our governor was Secretary of State for 9 years. He was governor for 4. And as I sit here today, no one has been prosecuted for voting fraud in Georgia. We got to fix that. I want any certifiable election to be audited by an outside entity, just like we do for our financials. And I want to get rid of the Dominion machines. But we have to continue to use Dominion machines this year because the current governor will not get rid of them. And we can overwhelm that if we all get out and vote.
Now, your campaign is standing very strong right now. But if you slip and if you get 50% or less, there has to be a runoff. So everything is in the last few days, correct?
That's correct. Early voting is through yesterday, about 150,000 votes. About half of those, Sebastian, are people that did not vote in the 18 primary.
Wow.
About a third of them voted in 16 and 20, but not in 18. So these are very encouraging numbers. I believe what's happening is that the MAGA voter is rising up. As somebody told me this morning, he said, we've been waiting a year and a half to vote against Kemp. And that's what's happening right now.
In the last minute and a half we have with you, this is Senator DavidPerdue, DavidPerdue, G-A on Twitter, VotePerdue.com. You have been, there's a Trumpian story to you. You've had 40 years in business. You've been at the top of some major, major companies like Dollar General and Reebok. Will you just give us your response to the last 15 months in the American economy?
Well, we predicted when we were running, President Trump did in his campaign for president, and I did in my campaign for the U.S. Senate, that if the Democrats got control, the Democrat platform would fail. We just didn't see it happening this quickly. They gave up our energy independence. They're talking about raising taxes again. They caved in on the sanctions that had stopped Putin in his tracks in Russia and now created this debacle in the Ukraine. They've actually put on the floor of the United States Senate a vote to get rid of the filibuster rule. So the U.S. economy right now, with hyperinflation, $5 a gallon gasoline here in Georgia, the highest ever, 2 million illegal immigrants across that southern border, all this was predicted. And it started here in Georgia when we lost my race in the runoff after having won by 90,000 votes. It all started here in Georgia, and I laid responsibility that at the feet of our governor, Sebastian.
No, you're absolutely right. A coward who exemplifies the GOP swamp creature. Good luck to you. If you need something, if you have another message, reach out to our production team. This is America First on the Salem Network. Your calls next, the most important part of the show, you, the listener.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Elect more MAGA Republicans. If you want to see a nationwide ban on abortion, if you want to see doctors and women arrested.
Doctors and women arrested? If Roe v. Wade is sent back to the states, that is the depth of the mendacity. That is how deep the lies are from the swamp and from the Democrats. We have to crush them in the midterms. We need MAGA candidates. We need a full court press. And that's why I think things are hotting up in Pennsylvania, not always in a good way. We're going to have Doug Mastriano on the show in about 20 minutes, who's running for the governor's position, doing very, very strongly. And I think he supports our first candidate for this hour. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. She was on the show recently. I've known her for years. She's veteran Kathy Barnett. Kathy, welcome back to America First.
Thank you so much for having me on, Dr. Gorka.
All right. So I'm going to just tell people what's been happening, how they've been coming after you, the attacks. We've had a member of the Trump cabinet post a very weird, highly edited video of you. We've had the president just about an hour ago say that Kathy Barnett can't win the general election. There are things in your past that haven't been clarified or explained, and Dr. Oz is the only one who can defeat the crazed leftists. Dr. Oz doesn't want to come on my show. I don't know what he's afraid of. I think he's in hiding from the MAGA base, which itself is an indicator. But Kathy, I like you. I've known you for, I don't know, 6-7 years, ever since you came on Fox with the National Security Moms. And so I've spoken about the latest attacks against you with somebody who served in the military, in the reserves, knows these records. So I want to give you an opportunity in front of millions of people to answer these questions, put them to bed, and then we'll see who wins this race. So in the records that you've released from your campaign yesterday, in a book about you, there are questions as to officer candidacy school, what your MOS was, 2 months of additional federal service that we don't know what it was for, whether you actually worked for the CID or were a wheeled vehicle mechanic. So I want to just give you the opportunity, talk about your military record and clarify anything that you think needs clarification.
Yeah, listen, my military records are right there in front of people now. Yesterday, let me just say, I've been running for 13 months. And only yesterday did mainstream media want to even talk to me. And I've been in a statistical tie for first place for at least 4 weeks, right? So for at least 4 weeks, I should have been on their radar, except they just wanted to talk about the two rich men and pretend there was no one else in this race. So the only people who have been derelict in their duty here has been mainstream media, because I've been here for 13 months and at least in a statistical tie for first place for the last 4 weeks. But in regards to my military records, I served 3 years in the Army Reserves, and I was assigned to the CID, the Criminal Investigation Detachment. My MOS was 71 Lima when I came out. That's an administrative specialist. 3 years there, moved back to Alabama, and served with the National Guard. It was the closest school to my family and to the school and to the college that I was attending. So I was with the National Guard for 4 years, graduated from college and moved to St. Louis, Missouri, and then moved back, transferred back over into the Army Reserve. I went in 1990 and came out in 2000. That's 10 years. That's very clear.
Okay, good. That's the first question answered, because it wasn't clear whether it's 7 years or 10 years. So it's 3 plus 4 plus 3. So that is 10 years of service. You were 71 Lima, which is an admin specialist attached to CID. That's the specificity. And then people are making a big deal out of, did you go to officer candidate school? Candidacy school, they say. You misspoke. Did you flunk out? What happened at the 3 months of federal service on your DD-204 that haven't been detailed? So tell us about those aspects of your career, and then we'll move on.
Yeah. The 3 months plus 29 days, I think it is. That's yes. my basic training. So that would be when I went in 1990. That's the 2 months of boot camp, and then 2 months of AIT training. And so that's what that is. So I don't know what's so hard about understanding that. And then the other piece, what was the other question?
On officer candidate school.
Officer candidacy school, put in my paperwork. I thought, you know, I did the first 10 years as an enlisted, and I surmised that if I was going to do another 10 years and I was going to do it as an officer and started the process, I was accepted into officer candidacy school. And then I met this really cute guy who wanted to marry me. And now I'm having to rethink how I wanted to raise my family. And so I decided, as much as I enjoyed being in the military at that time, I was working full time, getting my master's degree, now getting ready to plan a wedding and concentrating on what kind of family life that I want. And I decided that I would end my career in the military at that time.
All right, let me give you one piece of advice. They're coming after you because you said officer candidacy school. There is no such thing. It's officer candidate school. And I know they're going to attack you again. All right, I'm satisfied. Most people have no idea what they're talking about when they mention the DD-214 or military careers. Let's talk about the really fascinating thing that you mentioned at the beginning of the interview, that you've been in this race for over a year. You are now neck and neck with a multi-millionaire, another individual who's, you know, heavily linked in with China. The fact that they're attacking you now in the last few days, explain why that should be of interest to all Pennsylvanians and why that's really the story here, Kathy.
It is, because we're winning and we are not the, you know, the candidates that they brought in from Connecticut and New Jersey to run in Pennsylvania. Talk about not vetting. Did they vet to see that Oz had voted in the Turkish elections at the embassy here? That's not vetting. Or did they have anyone really talked about their ties to the World Economic Forum? Have you seen any real reporting on Dave McCormick talking very positively about ESG scores, environmental social governance scores, that if you're not woke enough, compliant enough, then you can't get special funding, and a whole litany of other things. So talk about lack of vetting. We should be paying attention to that aspect of it. But yeah, we've been here for 13 months. We've been running. I ran a much smarter, a more efficient campaign than the others. And they're mad because for the first time since 2016, the people's voice is about to be heard. They've spent almost $60 million. There's a lot of numbers floating around, but roughly $60 million. And it's a horrible return on investment. They haven't even been able to get out of the low 20s in polling. And I've spent less than $2 million over the past 13 months. And that is the story, because I certainly cannot buy this election as they are. I can't afford to fly in high name people to endorse me. I have simply walked out my front door and spent the past 13 months traveling over 1,500 miles a week these last couple of months, going into the homes of the people here in Pennsylvania.
Well, you are clearly the upset candidate. That's without question. Last thing I have to get you to respond to, when people like Rick Grenell retweet highly edited videos of you alleging that you're pro BLM, that you're at Mount Vernon attacking U.S. presidents, what is your response to those attacks and those smears?
Well, you brought, I went on Fox News because of you and the security mom panel that you were putting together.
Yeah.
And I came in as the conservative, and I was very pro-Trump then, as I am today, his policies. I talked a lot about being against Black Lives Matter. I've always been against Black Lives Matter Incorporated. I have never evolved on that topic. I have not changed from the moment I saw them under the when Obama was in office to today. I have never changed on my stance about being vehemently against defund the police. I'm vehemently opposed to defund the police, and I'm vehemently opposed to kneeling at the flag. But what was done in that video is that they took words, what I just said. I said defund the police, Black Lives Matter.
It is a shamefully edited. They took literal one word clips from you and strung them together. It wasn't even cleverly done. So guys, she came on here. Oz didn't come on. Draw your conclusions. We've got callers who want to talk about this, about Oz and Kathy. Her website is Barnett for Senate, barnettforsenate.com. It's Kathy for Truth on Twitter. That's the number for Kathy for Truth. I love upset candidates. You know why? Because my old boss, Donald Trump, was the biggest upset candidate of all. Keep crushing it, my dear. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by 2,000 Mules.
I'm so excited. This isn't an ego thing because I didn't write it. My team did. But this is the tweet and Facebook post for this show. 2,000 Mules is now the most successful documentary ever. 1 million downloads in less than a week. They can't stop the truth. Guys, they can't stop it. You've got to watch it tonight. It's so important. I've got a stake in this because we can save the Republic. It is salemnow.com, 2,000 Mules. 75,000 DVDs are being mailed out from Salem headquarters. Watch it tonight. Order the DVD, salemnow.com. And how about this for a double whammy? We didn't plan it like this, but guess who's coming with me to Israel for our Stand With Israel tour? Dinesh D'Souza. His lovely wife, Debbie, the people who directed the movie. Book your tickets today. I'm not vaccinated and I'm going. It's standwithisraeltour.com. Call 855-565-5519. That's standwithisraeltour.com. 855-565-5519. We can't get away from it. It is the Keystone State. We have with us another individual who's fighting for the truth. He is Doug Mastriano. He is a former member of our armed forces, 30 years in the U.S. Army, veteran of Desert Storm and Afghanistan. Senator Doug, welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. So my wife and I watched 2,000 Mules a couple of days ago, and we were shocked to see that 1,100 of those 2,000 Mules were in Philadelphia. I guess not so shocked, but still, it's like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, you pick a place where the votes reversed overnight, where they stopped counting the ballots, and you will find the mules. That's how they did it. You've got to watch it. Thank you, Senator Doug. So let's talk about your race for the governorship. But first, it's getting pretty ugly in Pennsylvania, isn't it?
For the right.
Oh, hang on. We're losing you. We're losing you. Hang on. Hang on. Hang on. Stop moving if you're moving. It's getting ugly for who, Doug? Oh, is he in a car? Is he moving? Whilst we try and get him back, it's dougforgov.com. Doug, the number four, gov.com. Doug Mastriano, he's running for the governorship. Senator Mastriano, are you there?
We're on a bus tour, so sorry about that.
Stop that flipping bus. You're in front of 3 million people. Safely stop that bus right now. Okay. So who's it getting tough for? Say that again.
Yeah, so we're traveling the length and the width of the state this week here, and we just left an event in the middle of the state where about 300 people came out, and I mean it was a packed house and it was fantastic, and we're seeing that everywhere we go.
And talk to us about how nasty this race is right now. We had Kathy on the show moments ago, but Kathy v. Oz v. McCormick. So it's getting pretty heated, is it not?
Yeah, also in the gubernatorial race as well. The reality that we're going to beat the establishment candidate and win this, the people's candidate, me, is put shockwaves to these during our movement and then for months denying.
It looks as if it's going to be a shoe-in for you. I don't want to take anything for granted, but it looks like, is it fair to say that Pennsylvania is waking up to MAGA, Colonel?
Oh, yeah. We've been MAGA for a while, and how we've been treated in the media across 2021 and after my hearing in Gettysburg in November 25th, 2020, being accused of advancing baseless claims of voting fraud. We were right on COVID. We're right now on that there was fraud in Pennsylvania. And we're not going to take it anymore.
Okay, so the website is dougforgov.com. That's the number four. Tell us, in addition to how your campaign is going and how others are faring who are MAGA, what is the status of cleaning house when it comes to election fraud in Pennsylvania?
Well, thanks to our senior Republican senator here, the audit of the vote that I had endeavored and had been fighting for is pretty much dead. So it's going to take a governor like me to get in there and clean it up. But to get across the line in November, we're going to need to follow the Virginia model. Youngkin got in because the people showed up in massive numbers, and plus they manned the polls. 95% of the polls in Virginia were manned. We're going to have to do the same on November 8th this year.
And what is your promise to the people of Pennsylvania? How are you going to change things for the better? Give me the key elements of your plan as governor.
Yeah, so returning a people and not being afraid to wield the pen of executive orders. And of course, I'll work with the General Assembly to codify these things.
Nope, we're breaking up. We're breaking up. Guys, find out for yourself. We trust this guy because he's been fighting the good fight on election fraud and cleaning up the state of Pennsylvania. It is Colonel Doug Mastriano, Senator in Pennsylvania. The website is dougforgov.com. And you can follow him right now on Twitter at SenMastriano. What do you think? Campaigning? What, he's coming on my show? How dare he? No, that means he's serious. Sen Mastriano on Twitter. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. What have we got now? Have we got time for some calls? Let's take some calls. Let's share some cuts. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that has liberated tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. But not just me. People like Deborah from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Her hip pain is gone. That could be you. That should be you, whether it's your back, your shoulders, your knee. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call today. Do it now. Don't wait any longer. 800-300-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.